Hand me that banjo and I'll give you a few pointers on howling.
Oh, gosh, would you?
Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, I gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
After showing him how the howling should be done, I suggested we sing it together. Come on, Junior, sing it with me. I'll sing the words and howl, and you try to harmonize. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, I gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Oh, 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 oh.
Junior was just tickled to death with our performance.
Oh, gosh, that was good. You sure know how to howl, doggy.
Well, that's one of the many things you have to do well if you're going to make a career in the security business. I guess you buzzards don't get too many opportunities to howl.
No. Papa never taught me to howl.
Just then I heard a howl. I looked at Junior. Was that you?
No. It wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me either.
And it wasn't Papa.
If it wasn't you, if it wasn't me, and if it wasn't your old man, that means it wasn't any one of us.
You're right.
And that means it came from someone else. We listened. There it was again. And I think I know where it came from. A couple of drunken coyote brothers named Rip and Snort.
Oh, gosh, I'm so scared of wolves.
Wait right here, I'll check this thing out. I crept over to the ledge in front of the cave and looked down. Sure enough, there sat Rip and Snort down below.